Chapter 3. Our Disgusting Dinner Guest. I became determined to uncover the secret to this mystery, so I came up with a plan. One night, when my mother told us to go to bed, I pretended to leave but stayed right outside the study door. I ran back in the room as the door was closing and hid behind a large potted plant. From there, I had a good view of the back door to the study. My father was sitting in his chair smoking his pipe, facing the fire. Then I heard those slow, heavy footsteps coming up the stairs. My breath caught in my throat. My father let out a long, tired sigh, then got up from his chair slowly, like there was a weight around his neck. The footsteps stopped just behind the door. There was silence, then three heavy knocks. Fear flashed across my father's face as he walked to the door. He opened it slowly, and a man came into the room. He was short and fat and walked with a cane. My father moved, and I saw the man's face. It was Cornelius, my father's boss. Now, you might think I would be relieved to discover that the visitor was someone I knew. This could not be further from the truth. I knew Cornelius, but I feared and disliked him. He was a regular dinner guest at our house. During these meals, he took pleasure in teasing us children. He had large, hairy hands that we found disgusting. Cornelius knew this, so he would touch our food. Sometimes he even took our dessert and touched it to his swollen lips. When we refused to eat afterward, he would laugh softly to himself. My parents tried hard to keep Cornelius happy. My father agreed with everything he said, and my mother made sure to cook his favorite dishes. She did not do this because she liked him. I knew that she hated Cornelius as much as I did. At dinner, Cornelius sometimes touched her leg with his cane, and she shivered like she had been touched with ice. I saw this, and Cornelius knew that I saw. He smiled evilly when he noticed my discomfort.